With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Joe Moore. Over the last 2 months, City of Fresno employees demolished 3 homeless encampments in downtown Fresno. This morning, city workers began raising a 4th encampment, this one located near Palm and H Street in Fresno. It was an emotional morning for longtime residents of the camp and their advocates. FM 89's Rebecca Plevin has this report.
Cinnamon has lived in a makeshift structure near the grain silos west of Palm and H Street for more than 2 years. She says the homeless encampment there is different from others that have cropped up in downtown Fresno.
Because we're not a camp, we're a neighborhood, a family. We all look out for each other.
The encampment has rules. For example, the residents decide together if a new person can move in.
You're not supposed to do anything that intrudes on your neighbor. You're not supposed to take from your neighbor. When it comes to anything that affects each other, we're all supposed to agree on it.
This morning, Cinnamon and other residents agreed on something else. Despite the city's order to clear the homeless encampment, they did not want to leave. They also didn't have a choice. Tears streamed down Cinnamon's face as she wondered aloud how she'd pack up all her belongings or where she'd go. A friend handed her a mug of coffee that had been cooked over a small fire.
It's not a cleanup. It's a lockout. They call us homeless. It's true that we have less of a home, at least by their standards, but this is a home. I mean, this is where I rest my head. This is where I kept my food. This is where I was safe and I had a sanctuary.
Across the railroad tracks, city workers began bulldozing the remnants of a nearby encampment. Mike Lukens is the city spokesman.
We've certainly done enough of these now that you know, we're doing it by the book. We're doing it the way we're supposed to. We're going in, we're packing belongings. If people want to keep them, we're going to document them. We're going to store them as we're required to do. And we're trying to do everything we can to work with these folks. And then we need to take the illegal structures down.
He emphasized that the goal of this cleanup and past ones is to rid the city of illegal structures, which are considered public health and safety threats.
We're aware that people are still going to be on the streets, that there's not enough housing. We just want to make sure these structures don't come back up.
About a dozen homeless advocates were prepared to resist the destruction of the camp where Cinnamon lived, including Dixie Salazar.
This is the last encampment, kind of the last stand, and we were willing to stand between the bulldozers if they were coming.
But by mid-morning, it looked as though the act of civil disobedience wouldn't be necessary. Camp residents were generally complying with orders to pack up their belongings.
I mean, I was ready to get arrested if that's what it took to try to keep them from harming these people, because the people have been very harmed by these cleanups, or not cleanups, their destructions is what they are.
Nancy Holmes fears the harm she could face once she's back on the streets, wherever she ends up. She's lived in the camp for 8 months and says her neighbors protect her.
I spent a couple of nights in Roning Park, and that was about the most frightened I've ever been. And I had the safety of my neighbors, and now we don't. So I don't know what's going to happen.
City spokesman Mike Lukens expects this to be the last encampment that workers dismantle. In an email, he said a city task force is working to ensure illegal structures don't return. The task force will strive to discover and deal with the structures before they become full-blown encampments, he said. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Rebecca Plevin.